This is the Georgia Psychological Foundation bringing you a mental health moment featuring Dr. Danielle Fagan.
Hi, my name is Dr. Danielle Fagan, and I am currently a counseling psychologist who practices at Midtown Psychotherapy Associates. I am also an assistant professor of psychology at Clayton State University. The topic that I have chosen is very simple, yet something we often take for granted, is sleep. So many times we often really don't connect the fact that our sleep quality, how much of it we get, how restful our sleep is, that actually impacts our mental health and our mental stability. For example, studies show that the less sleep that we get, the more likely we are to have diminished coping skills throughout the day. Other studies have shown that our cognitive load becomes more restricted when our brain isn't given enough time to rest. Essentially, we are just less effective in our work, you know, with our loved ones, even maybe with our children, when our sleep is impacted negatively. We may notice ourselves be a little bit more snarky, maybe irritable with others when our sleep isn't that great. I would like this topic to be more of a gentle reminder to recreate awareness around the fact that sleep is really important and we should create more intentionality around our sleep. Sleep is really important to our mental stability and again, our sustainability. So here are the three tips. First, let's develop a consistent bedtime routine. So for example, let's do something consistently each night. So maybe dimming the lights or starting a certain noisemaker or something that helps us soothe into sleep. We should avoid looking at screens, looking at phones, watching a TV for too long before going to sleep. And let's try to go to bed at the same time each night. So studies show that people who have at least 8 hours of sleep and have set bedtime routines feel more rested than folks who don't. And lastly, let's create a relaxing sleep environment. Is our sleep environment relaxing for us? Let's make sure that our bedroom is dark, is cool, and is quiet. And keep all of our electronics, like our laptops, our iPads, our phones, even our watches. Let's keep those away from our bed, off of our bed, and sometimes maybe away from our nightstand. Sometimes when we're exposed to those objects a little too often can really distract and impact our ability to really get off into the sleep that we need. So just as a reminder, remember sleep is important, guys. Sometimes we don't think about it as often. And I'm just here to remind us again that let's recreate our sleep time routine and make sure that we're doing what we need to. I hope you guys are doing great. This is Dr. Fagan, and you guys take care.